welcome to Higher Ed, KUT's podcast focusing on issues of higher education, lifelong learning, and exercising the brain. I'm Jennifer Staton with KUT 90.5, Austin's NPR station. Joined as always by Dr. Ed Berger, president of Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas. Hello, Ed.
Hello, Jennifer. It's always great to welcome you back to the Southwestern University soundstage.
Well, I'm always happy to be here. And I should say, we're joined, not as always, by another person today. I'm very excited. We have a guest.
Yeah, I hope this is okay.
Well, it is now, right?
I guess we're on, it's too late. I thought, you know, we've been talking about offering an educational experience that is meaningful and impactful. And I thought, you know, one of the things we've discussed is this 20-year question, you know, what will students take with them? And I thought, why don't we just bring in a student and quiz them?
We have an actual student specimen in the studio here.
This is his name is Jasper Stone. He's a sophomore Southwestern University student from Vail, Colorado. And he took my class, Effective Thinking and Creative Puzzle Solving, a year ago. So this is kind of 1 year out. So Jasper, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on, Dr. Berger.
No, it's my pleasure. So I thought we could just quiz him, and you can quiz him as well, and we'll see if he learned anything. Who knows?
Well, Jasper, I'm going to ask the first question. If that's okay, I'm curious to go back to the beginning of this class experience about effective thinking and puzzle solving, about why you actually wanted to take this class in the first place. Because I imagine, you know, choosing courses, especially for your first semester in college, it probably looked a little unusual. Why did you decide to do this?
Well, I mean, when I first got to college, I was kind of intimidated, especially with like picking classes and whatnot. But yeah, when I was going through and I saw the description of the class, I thought, wow, this is extremely interesting. I mean, I love the game of chess. And so I thought, like, I mean, chess is kind of like a puzzle within itself. And so I thought that this would be like really challenging for me and just intriguing, and kind of like, it was kind of like set aside from all my other classes, right? You have like history classes and some math classes, maybe some business classes, and then you have this puzzle class, which I thought would be like a great mix and kind of like help me within each of my other classes.
So did the class sort of live up to that? Did it help you in other classes that maybe seemed like they would be different? Like you said, you know, business, other kinds of classes. Did those skills help you in other classes?
Oh, yeah, they helped me. I think Dr. Berger's book helped me a lot. And The Little Prince as well. I mean, you have Dr. Berger's book, so that's helping with, you know, figuring out different ways to solve problems and think effectively.
You know, the course is called Effective Thinking and Creative Puzzle Solving, but that's not the official title, because that will not maybe jive well with employers. So the actual thing that appears on his transcript is Effective Thinking and Creative Problem Solving, because that sounds so much more adult.
Except we know that there aren't really problems in education, and certainly not in math.
That's right. And this is not a math class, so even you could have used the word problems, but I just hate problems. The other thing I wanted to mention was something that Jasper said. One of the things I have them do, besides working on these puzzles every week, is to actually read my favorite book, The Little Prince by Saint-Exupéry, and then write about it. And they had to write reflections about their journey and the little prince's journey. And so that's a fun book to read that everyone should read.
Why do you have them read The Little Prince? What does that bring to their experience in the class?
Well, I guess the honest answer is it's one of my favorite books, and it's very small and it's easy to read, and everyone should read it. In fact, I argue that everyone should read it every couple years. It's a book that should be reread. I strongly believe that. The more pedagogical answer is that The Little Prince is a short parable about a person who embarks upon a journey of exploration. And in some sense, that's exactly what undergraduates are doing as they pursue their formal education. And so for them to find reflections of themselves or people around them through that story, I think just enhances the experience. But the real answer is because I loved the book. So Jasper, it's been a year, almost exactly, that you've taken this class. Share with us any kind of things that you remember from the class that are somehow useful to you today, or that you still hold on to from that.
One thing that I do remember that has helped me every single day is being okay with failing. Because I think, you know, in today's age, everyone is scared of failing. I mean, you have pressure with getting grades, you have pressure from your parents maybe, or professors, and employers and everybody else being on top of their stuff. And for me, like, I really didn't want to fail. Coming into college, I wanted to, you know, be on the top of the scoreboard, get all the good grades. And that was just so much pressure I put on myself. And so when I joined your class halfway through the semester and I read the syllabus and you said that a certain percentage of our grade will be on how well we fail, I was like, what? What is this? And so when you explained it, it made so much sense. So when I would do the puzzles, I would intentionally get it wrong. And even if I at first thought I could get it right and I would shoot for it and then find out that I didn't get it right, I would be okay with that because then I knew I could start from there and I could, you know, continue to work on the puzzle until I got it right. And so every day, you know, it doesn't matter if I'm in school, out of school, whatever kind of problem or puzzle I'm introduced with, then I know that it's okay for me to get it wrong until I get it right. And it's just a process and there's no need to be, you know, stressed out by it at all.
So I love the idea that he was talking about as a process, that failing, especially intentionally failing, as Jasper just suggested, is sometimes a really powerful intermediate step. We're not trying to fail as the end result, but we're trying to fail in order to build insights and have epiphanies. And so I'm glad that he picked up on that. That was kind of good.
So Jasper, now I'm going to ask the like most terrible interviewer question of all, but I'm legitimately curious about this. So how did you feel when you were kind of getting used to that process of embracing failing in your learning process? Because I imagine, you know, through most of school, that's not exactly the model that we get, that it's okay to not get it right the first time or maybe second or third time.
I think that I felt like a child. I definitely felt like a little kid. And it made learning more innocent and it made solving these puzzles more innocent and actually fun. And it, like I said, it wasn't stressful. And so when it became fun and less stressful, then I was able to do whatever I want. It was just like a fun game I was doing, you know, for homework.
So you use a really interesting word. It made learning more innocent. What do you mean by that?
There's so much pressure with getting A's. You know, your GPA is such a huge thing that everyone talks about and everyone wants a great GPA because they want, you know, other people to be impressed by them. They want their employers, maybe grad schools, to be impressed by them. And so they just focus so hard on getting this A. And when it really, I mean, the A doesn't matter if you're not understanding what's going on and you're not understanding the material. And when you take that away, the pressure from the grades and the grades in general, then you can actually become interested and involved in whatever it is you're learning. Because that's the point. That's why we're here, is to learn things. And learning things is absolutely fantastic. And so it kind of becomes corrupt when you put this pressure in with, you know, trying to be the best and getting these grades.
You know, to me, I think what I'm hearing is that really for an impactful education, it's more about a focus on process rather than a focus on perfection. And the process is the thing. And that's what we should be thinking about in terms of how what we offer to the students and how the students receive it.
So, Ed, I'm going to put you now in the touchy-feely hot seat.
Great.
So how does it feel for you? You were Jasper's teacher for this course and, of course, president of Southwestern University. How does it feel to hear students talk the way that Jasper is talking about learning and failing and having fun with it?
It's meaningful. I mean, we're trying to offer new vantage points for how to look at the world and how to think about things and to challenge each other, challenge individuals. You know, I've always found Jasper to be kind of very open-minded and very receptive to all sorts of new ideas, even if they kind of conform with his worldview, and especially when they don't. And we've had conversations to that like, which I appreciate. So it makes me feel good, but you know, when you have great students, you expect great things in terms of the process. Again, not in terms of great things in terms of getting 100%, which, you know, I just don't care about at all. I should also say that this guy is really a Renaissance guy because he's also studying guitar. And well, what's your major going to be? I don't even think I know this.
I don't think I know.
I see. Okay, that's
no,
why.
I think I might do political science. I'm taking a couple courses next semester just to check it out. But it seems pretty interesting. I've talked to a lot of professors, and so I don't know. We'll see. I like the argumentative side of it and the theory.
So political science, he's formally trained in guitar. He's thinking about puzzles. I mean, he's all over the map, and that's what a liberal arts education is supposed to be about.
So, Jasper, if you could go speak to a class of kindergartners, first graders who are just starting their formal education journey, what advice would you give to them?
Well, first off, I wanted to thank you, Dr. Berger, for the nice words. That was great. And to answer your question, I really have no idea because I remember when I was young and my parents or teachers or whoever would always tell me these things, you know, like don't take life too seriously or don't worry about the grades or just be yourself or you know, it's going to be okay. Like any type of advice they would give me, I mean, I would hear it, but I wouldn't really necessarily understand it. You can never understand anything anybody tells you. It doesn't matter how much you research it or whatever. If you don't experience it, you're not going to understand it yourself. So I don't think I would tell them. I would just engage with them. I would have fun with them. I'd go paint with them, or I would do problems with them in a way that was just not like intimidating at all. I mean, maybe even separate them from the classroom in general. Go outside, walk around, like, you know, throw mud at each other. Just be, you know, innocent.
Hey, Jasper, have you ever thought about being a teacher?
I don't know. That's a lot of pressure.
Oh. All right. We should stop now.
I don't want to pressure Jasper at all.
Jasper Stone is a sophomore at Southwestern University. Jasper, we thank you so much for joining us on Higher Ed today.
Yeah, thank you, Jennifer, and thank you, Dr. Berger.
Thanks, Jasper. You're great.
Yes, and as always, Dr. Ed Berger, we thank you for helping us keep our brain sharp. Dr. Ed Berger is president of Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas. You can find out more at southwestern.edu. And you can keep your brain busy by keeping up with other episodes of Higher Ed and all the day's news at KUT.org. You can also find Higher Ed on iTunes. I'm Jennifer Staten, KUT News.